Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The grim news just keeps on coming. That seems to be the case anytime you talk about the city of Detroit and its money miseries. The latest bad news comes from an independent annual audit that finds Detroit's deficit has ballooned to nearly $327 million. Detroit Free Press editorial writer Nancy Caffer joins us now with more. Nancy, if there was a clock and midnight was, City of Detroit, meet your new state-appointed emergency manager, how close do you think the city is to midnight?
Cindy, that's a very hard question to answer, because a year ago I would have told you that I thought we were almost there.
Yeah.
And it's a year later, and so they seem to keep finding ways to not have that happen, which I understand. The state doesn't want to put a manager in Detroit. Detroit definitely doesn't want a manager, emergency manager. But you think that they're at the point where something has to happen, and then they find a way to kind of extend that horizon. So are we closer to an emergency manager at this time than we were a year ago? I would say yes, we almost have to be, but how close are we? My gut is really off on this one.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, Nancy, that the consent agreement and all the things that have happened over 2012 that have kept the emergency manager at bay. And look where you are now, City of Detroit, with even a worse deficit. That $327 million figure is pretty eye-popping. And how did that compare to the deficit from the year earlier?
It's $130 million more.
So there's even more red ink being bled at a faster rate.
Yeah, it wasn't entirely unexpected, though. They knew that the deficit was going to grow, because a lot of the cuts that the mayor and council have tried to put in place have not happened. Mm-hmm. Changes to the workforce, changes to work rules. They know that these things have not happened.
Why haven't they?
Well,
many reasons.
We could figure that out. We would be able to solve all the city's problems.
Sure,
there's been a lack of, there's a relatively dysfunctional relationship between the mayor and the council. There's a relatively dysfunctional relationship between the unions and both of those in the mayor and the council. I mean, and you really have to have everybody on board moving forward together to get some of the really dramatic changes that they're looking for, and that has not happened. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that at this point the consent agreement has not worked.
Mm-hmm.
The reforms that they said needed to get done haven't really gotten done. Very late in 2012, the council did approve a number of key contracts that the state had really said, you have to get these things done in order to get money from an escrow account that's going to keep you afloat for the next couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were able to approve some of these reform-minded contracts. But, there just has not been the progress that I think anyone wanted to see.
And I noted in the Detroit Free Press story that was done, it was Matt Helms who put it together, that he tried to get reaction from city council and just couldn't. So no one has stepped up, or the mayor's office, to comment on this at all?
We did get it late in the day during holiday week, so I wouldn't want to point the
finger
at them too harshly on this one.
Yeah.
But now, what is interesting is that tomorrow, council is back in session. It's their first formal session after their recess. And they have they're going to start negotiating on some pretty significant cuts that the mayor is proposing that are part of some of the reform things they need to get done. He's going to call for a one-year freeze on pension credits for employees in the city's retirement system, a 70-30 health care plan, and furloughs for non-union staff that's equal to a 20% pay cut. So here are some things. They've had furloughs in the past that were equal only to a 10% pay cut, but they're looking at 20% going forward. And this is some stuff that is pretty serious moves, and this is what austerity at least the start of austerity looks like. I mean, it's easy to sit back and say they need to cut salaries, they need to do this, that, and the other, but when you think about your own paycheck, if you think about taking a 20% cut, that's pretty hard.
Yes.
So these are some of the serious moves that I think that have been being put off are in the works here, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow when council goes back into session.
As my mother used to say, it is truly time to pay the piper.
It is, and it's unfortunate that this is what's happening, because the city does need workers, and it does need qualified, educated, skilled workers to do some of the very complicated policy things that they have to do. And I don't think anybody's happy about taking a 20% pay cut in their work, and I don't know what that's going to do to their ability to keep things going personnel-wise. But that's only for non-union workers.
Well, Nancy, this figure, this $327 million deficit, this does not come from that state order deep dive into the city's books, the one being led by Treasurer Andy Dillon. Are you hearing anything about that review? Could it bring even worse news?
Worse news? How could there be worse news? No, this is the state-required audit that just, as you know, the state or every city in Michigan puts out a budget in the spring, and then at the end of 6 months after the close of their fiscal year, they have to do this audit that shows kind of how they did in terms of what they said they were going to spend and what they said they were going to spend money on and what they were going to save. This audit is sort of the reckoning. Now, the state probe will certainly be looking at this audit. It will be a piece of what they're looking at. So,
if the city does wind up getting an emergency manager, in your opinion, as you look at all the parties involved, who would be the winners and losers in that?
A friend of mine likened the appointment of an emergency manager to sort of an intervention that you do with someone who has a serious problem of some type, that in the short term, it probably would be pretty rough. You know, the very austere cuts that we're seeing the mayor start to ask for here probably be implemented on a broader level, to all employees.
Union and non-union.
Yeah, I mean, if that were something that were possible because of the, obviously, the state's emergency manager laws in a situation of flux, it would be very hard in the short term. But the theory is that if you take this short-term pain, in the long term, you will have a better city, or at least a more financially healthy city. And that's sort of the whole point behind having an emergency manager, is that in the short term, we would probably see some relatively unpleasant things happen in terms of budget, I should clarify.
Yes.
Budget.
Thanks so much for talking with us today, Nancy.
Thank you, Cindy. Always a pleasure.
Nancy Kaffer is an editorial writer with the Detroit Free Press. And turning now.